Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah Shiur. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled. And Mi'etz Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Resh Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Let's see if we could work our way through to the end of Simen Shin Pei Aleph. We have some unfinished business on Resh Mem Ches Amud Beis, so we're picking up four lines off the bottom on Resh Mem Ches Amud Beis, Simen Shin Pei Aleph Sif Gimel. Our learning Shivis Chus for Achenuk Beis Yisrael, Hanesun Bat Saru Bat Shivya, my apologies, but today's share is going to be audio only. Okay, so picking up from Simen Shin Pei Aleph Sif Gimel, says the Mechaber. Yesh Bittel Rishus Bechorva. The concept of Bittel Rishus applies not only in a chatzar, from one of the residents of the chatzar to the other residents of the chatzar. You could also employ the concept of Bittel Rishus when you're dealing with a bias, a house, and a churva. A churva, we've discussed before, is a ruin, like a broken down house. And the Mechaber gives the case. Yesh bitl rishos b'churva, shem hayu shnei batim, if you have two houses. V'churva b'nehem. So imagine kind of you have row houses, and you have three connected houses. So the middle house is a churva. The middle house is collapsing. But the two outer houses have psachim, they have doorways from each one that opens up into the middle house. And this churva that's beinehem, says the Mechaber, is shehi shel shneihem. It's jointly owned by the two outside batim. So again, you have the two outside batim. Between them you have a collapsing churva, a ruin. The ruin, the churva, is jointly owned by the owners of the two outside houses. And the two outside houses each have a pesach, a doorway, going into the churva, and they each want to make use of the churva. Sounds like they used to use a churva like this as a storage area. So each one wants to make use of this churva. The problem is that the churva is a rishus that's mishutaf, right? It's jointly owned, therefore the owner is aser on each other. And without any ruvi chatzeres, neither house is going to be allowed to transfer into the churva from their houses, or from the churva into their houses, says the Mechaber, you could employ bittel rishus. So, v'shachachu v'lei ervu, if the owners of these houses and the churva forgot to make a joint iruve chatzeres, and now with Shabbos and they want to be able to make use of the churva, yachol echad levatel rishusai lechaveroi, one of them could be mevatel his rishus in the churva to the other one, the lihiyosai mutterbai, and now that other party will be able to make use of the churva. So you have Ruvain in the house on one side, Shimon in the house on the other side. You have the churva in the middle. The churva is jointly owned. Ruvain and Shimon aser on each other in that churva because the churva is a rishus that is mishutaf. They did not join in a joint iruve chatzeres. Ruvain could be mevatel his rishus of the churva to Shimon. Now Shimon is going to be allowed to transfer from his house to the churva, from the churva to his house. Ruvain will not. If Ruvain tries to, then lechayre he's going to be chayzer umachzik b'rishus shemitel. He's going to be retaking that rishus that he was mevatel to his co-owner, and that would bring down this bittel rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katan Yud Zayin. B'churva. Now, why do we need a sif katan over here in Shin Pei Aleph to tell us that you could use bittel rishus when it comes to a churva? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. V'loy amrinan, we do not say shaloi hekelu chachamim bebittel rishus. Maybe Chazal only created this kula of allowing you to be mevatel rishus ela bechotzer shalafnei habatim, only when it comes to a chotzer in front of a house. Shebohu ikar tashmisham. This is something that we've mentioned many, many times. They used to use the chatzar as an extension of the home. So the chatzar was a very necessary appendage to a home. That's where they did their laundry. That's where they had their tanur, right? That's where they did their cooking. They certainly used it for storage of different items, maybe food items, etc. So the chatzar was very, very much a part and parcel of the house. So it's very necessary for people in a chatzar to be able to transfer from their houses to their chatzar and vice versa. That's maybe when Chazal created the kula of using bitl rishos. Maybe they didn't apply it to a churva. Says the Mechaber that they did. So again, you might have thought that this kula was only created for a chatzar because that's where ikar tashmisham. They used to make very heavy usage and very critical usage of the chatzeres. Kamash belong the Mechaber that no, you could use this by a churva as well. The Mechaber pointed out that the churva is shehishal shneim, is jointly owned by the two outside houses. Ayla El B'Simin Shin Ayin Vav Sif Gimel, over there in Shin Ayin Vav, primarily in Abir Halacha, we discussed the question of what happens if the churva is actually owned by a third party, but the third party doesn't use the churva and he allows these two parties to use the churva, Ayin Shum in Shin Ayin Vav Sif Gimel. Okay, moving along to Sif Dalid, two lines off the bottom, Resh Mem Ches Amid Beis. Now, Sif Dalid, it's not so much that Sif Dalid is a difficult sif. In reality, the rules that we're going to apply in Sif Dalid are all the rules. It's like a combination of so many of the rules that we've learned before. But it's one of these seifim where, especially in the Mishnah Berurah, kind of every line needs a beer, so let's try to work our way through it. Says the Mechaber Sif Dalid, Yesh Bitl Rishus Mi Bayis Labayis. So we've seen, you could have Bitl Rishus in a Chotzer, you could have Bitl Rishus from a Bayis to a Churva, not to a Churva, but you could use Bitl Rishus over the Rishus that you have in a Churva. Now points out the Mechaber, you can have Bitl Rishus Mi Bayis Labayis. Now the first thing that we have to remember is, when we have two houses that are connected to each other, so, two semi-attached houses, right? There's an internal wall that separates the two houses. Let's say there's a door, an internal door between those two houses, so that by opening up the door, you could transfer directly from one house to the other house without ever having to go outside. You never have to go to a chatzar. There's no chatzar involved here. You're just going from one house to another house. We have learned that you're not allowed to do that without an Eruv Chatzeros either. Even though you don't have the issue of a joint chatzar, right? We always say that the basic underpinning of the requirement of Eruv Chatzeros is that the house is a Rishos HaYachid belonging to one person. The chatzar is a Rishos HaYachid that serves many entities. And therefore, when you contrast the house to the chatzar, the chatzar feels like a rishos harabim. If we're going to allow unfettered transfer from the houses to the chatzar, from the chatzar to the houses, people might become confused and they might transfer from a rishos hayachid to a real rishos harabim. Over here, when you've got a semi-attached home with a door in the middle, you don't have that problem. You're never going through any kind of shared rishos that serves more than one entity. You're going straight from one bias to another bias. Still in all, the halacha of Eruv Chatzeros remains in place. It would be an issur d'rabbanan to open that door and transfer from one home to the other without an Eruv Chatzeros. So against that backdrop, says the Mechaber here, Yesh Bitl Rishus Mibayis Labayis, there's an application of Bitl Rishus going from one house to another house. What's that application? Shemahayu Shnei Batim, if you have two houses, or two semi-attached houses, Upesach Beinayim, and there's a doorway inside that connects one to the other. Veloy Ervu, and the two owners of these houses, Reuben and Shimon, did not join in a joint Eruv Chatzeros. Echad Mevatel Rishus L'Chaveroi. One of them could be Mevatel Rishus to the other. So Reuben could be Mevatel Rishus to Shimon. Okay, so now let's just do the math in our heads. If Reuben was Mevatel his Rishus to Shimon, what does that mean? That means that, so to speak, Reuven is being misalik himself. Reuven is relinquishing his rights to what? To his own house, right? There's no chatzar here. What he's doing is he's relinquishing his rights to his house. He's giving them up to Shimon. And by doing that, what's happening now is these two houses are all Shimon's Rishus. Shimon has his house. Shimon also now has possession, so to speak, of Reuven's Rishus in Reuven's own house. So now both houses belong to Shimon. Well, once we see it that way, we understand that now Shimon has no problem transferring back and forth from his house to Reuven's house, from Reuven's house to his house, because it's all one Rishus. How about Reuven? What's Reuven allowed to do? So let's see what the Mechaber says here. Echad mevatel Rishus v'chaveiro, one of them can be mevatel Rishus to the other one. Vafilu ha-mevatel, even the one who's being mevatel his Rishus. So that's, in our case, that's Reuven. Even Reuven, who's being mevatel his Rishus to Shimon, mutter lahoitzi mi-beisai le-beis chaveiro. He's going to be allowed to transfer from his house to Shimon's house. Well, after all, why not? He relinquished his rights on his own house. So he gave up his own house to Shimon. So both houses are now Shimon's Rishus. So if Reuven is Moitzi from his house to Shimon's house, what's the problem? He's going from one part of Shimon's Rishus to another part of Shimon's Rishus, right? Seems to be very pashut. What's the afilu? Why does the Mechaber tell us afilu? Even Reuven, the Mevatel, the one who gave up his Rishus to Shimon. Shimon could certainly transfer from Reuven's house back into his own house, right? Why not? Reuven gave him his Rishus over his house. No problem. Says the Mechaber, even Reuven could transfer from his house to Shimon's house. So if you're following along all the halachas that we've been learning, we can understand what the afilu is. The afilu is that we know when we're dealing with bittul rishus, we always have the concern that it should not look like the mevatel is going back on his bittul. Maybe the mevatel is being chayzer umachzik. Maybe he's retaking the rishus that he relinquished. Now, a very basic application of that would be in a chatzah. When you have multiple houses in a chatzer, if you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda in a chatzer, Reuven forgot to join your Reuven v'chatzeres, and Reuven is mevatel his rishus to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, we know that Reuven is not allowed to go ahead and be moitzi from his house out to the chatzer. And if he does so before Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are machzik in the rishus that Reuven relinquished, right? If Reuven is moitzi from his house to the chatzer, before Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are moitzi from their houses to the chatzer, then we say that Reuven was chayzer umachzik berishus shebitel. He took back, he relinquished his rights to the chatzer. But then when he took a pitcher of lemonade from his house out to the chatzer, he took back his rights in the chatzer. Says the Mechaber, over here this doesn't apply. And it's very simple to understand why it doesn't apply. What are you going to say? Reuven relinquished his rights and gave them up to Shimon. Now Reuven takes a pitcher of lemonade from his house and brings it into Shimon's house. What's he being chayzer machzik in? The rishus that he relinquished was the rishus over his own house. Reuven relinquished his rights over Reuven's house. By going ahead and taking a pitcher of lemonade out of his house and putting it into Shimon's house, he's not taking back the rishus of his house that he relinquished. He's taking the pitcher, Keli Shishavas Babayas, and he's putting it in Shimon's house. He's making use of Shimon's house. He's not making use of his own house. So you don't have the problem over here that it will look like he was chayzer umachzik. Let's see it inside as one piece over here, and we'll see exactly that that's what the Mechaber is saying. The greater complication is going to come up in the Mishnah Berurah. But let's see the Mechaber again from the beginning of Sif Dalet. Yesh bittul rishus mibayis labayis. There is an application of bittul rishus going from one house to another. Shem ha'yushnei batimu pesach b'neim. You have semi-attached homes and is an interior doorway going from one to the other. V'loi ervu. But they did not make it a Reuven chatzeres. So right now they're not allowed to transfer from one to the other. Echad mevatel rishus l'chaveiro. One of them, in our case Reuven, could go ahead and be mevatel rishus to the other one. Once Reuven is mevatel rishus to Shimon, Shimon can definitely transfer back and forth because it's all his. Chiddush, says the Mechaber, va'afilu ha-mevatel, but even Reuven, mutter lahaitzi mi beisai lebeis chaveru. It'll be mutter for him to take a pitcher of lemonade out of his own house and put it into Shimon's house. That won't be a problem, because then you don't have an issue that it looks like he's being chayzer umachzik in his rishus. He's not taking back the rishus on his own house that he relinquished. He's going into Shimon's house. Not a problem. Aval eino yachal lahaitzi mi beis chaveroi lebeisai. But what Reuven cannot do is go into Shimon's house, take a pitcher of lemonade from Shimon's house, and bring it into his own house. If he brings the pitcher of lemonade back into his own house, then says the Mechaber, she'oz ha'yechayzer machzik b'rishut shebitel. Now we see him as retaking the rishus over his own house that he relinquished to Shimon. He's bringing something into his house. That's making use of his house, but he relinquished that rishus. So by making that transfer, he's chayzer machzik. Now some of you are going to jump up kicking and screaming and say, what? You're worried that if he brings a pitcher of lemonade from Shimon's house into his own house, that means he's chayzer machzik in the rishus that he has in his own house. But that he eats the suda in his own house and that he goes to sleep in his own bed, in his own bedroom, in his own house, that's not called chayzer machzik? No, it's not. Because he never relinquished that. He didn't sell his house, right? We don't say that he has to move out. Otherwise, he's nira k'chayzer amasik. The nira k'chayzer amasik is all in the context of the halachas of Iruv Chatzeros. It all has to do with transferring from one rishus to another. So long as he's not transferring something into his house, we don't see him being k'chayzer amasik. The problem becomes when he goes into Shimon's house and takes a keli and brings it into his house, so he's making that transfer, that's when we say that in the context of the halachas of Eruv Chatzeros, we see him as being chayzer umachzik, and that's when it causes a problem. Now let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says Mishnah Berurah, Katan Yud Tes, and we have to kind of follow through line by line in this Mishnah Berurah carefully. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Yeish bitl rishos mi bayis labayis, is an application of bitl rishos from one house to another, kibay shemayala bitl mechatzah lechatzah. The same way you have applications of bitl rishos within chatzerais and between chatzerais, you can have applications of bitl rishos from one bayis to another bayis. Ois chav, vaafilu ha-mevatl, even the mevatl, in our case, Reuven, is allowed to take something out of his own house and transfer it over to the house of the recipient of the bittel. In our case, Shimon, says the Mishnah Berurah. Well, why not? Sha'arei akol shel chaveroi kevin shebiteloi. There's no problem with Reuven taking a pitcher of lemonade out of his own house and putting it into Shimon's house. He's going from one piece of Shimon's rishus, Reuven's house, he relinquished his rights to Shimon, and he's going into Shimon's house. So there's no problem doing that. And says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afilu kaidem shehisik chaveri bebaisai, yachalu lahitzi mimenu lebeis chaveri. Reuven can take the pitcher of lemonade from his house into Shimon's house before Shimon is machzik in the rishus that Reuven relinquished. How is Shimon machzik in the rishus that Reuven relinquished? Well, Reuven relinquished the rights on his house. Shimon would be machzik in that bittel by going into Reuven's house, taking something from Reuven's house and bringing it back into his house. That's how he would be machzik in it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that doesn't have to happen before Reuven transfers something from his house to Shimon's house. You know why? Because again, Reuven transferring something from his house to Shimon's house is in no way Reuven being chayzer umachzik. And therefore, we don't need Shimon to be machzik in the rishus before Reuven does that. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Va'afilu ha'yu ha'mevatlin rabin. And tell you even more. Let's say it's not two semi-attached houses. Let's say it's mamish a row of row houses. It's 10 row houses. And they're all open one to each other. And a rabim, 9 of them, are all mevatl rishus to number 10. So you have a rabim being mevatel their rishus to a yachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, va'afilu ha'yu ha'mevatlin rabim. Even in the case where the mevatlin are a rabim, Now, the significance of that is that earlier we said Arabim cannot be considered Orchim. They can't be considered to be guests by a Yochid. And therefore, when a Rabim is Mevatel Rishus to a Yochid, the fear of Chayzer Umachzik Berishus Shebitel is always stronger. When a Mevatel could look like he's an Areach, like he's in a guest by the recipient of the Bittel, well then, when the Mevatel goes into the recipient's Rishus and uses the Rishus that he was Mevatel, it's easier to say that he's not being Chayzer Umachzik. He's just acting like a guest. But when you have a situation where you have a rabbin being mevatel rishus to a yochid, well, then they can't be considered orchim. A rabbin is not orchim by a yochid, says the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afilu ayu amevatlin rabbin. Even if the mevatlim are a rabbin, which usually makes things worse, gam kein mutarin lahitzi mibeisam lebeis chaveron. There's also no issue with them transferring from their houses into the Yochid's attached house. Again, the underpinning of the halacha is very, very simple. They're relinquishing the Rishus on their houses by transferring from their houses to the house of the recipient. That does not show that they're being Kaiser or Machzik in the Rishus that they were Mevatel on their own houses. And therefore, this is a non-issue. And here the Mishnah Berurah spells it out. This is in no way similar to the cases that we dealt with earlier when you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda in a chotzer, and Reuven was mevatel his rishus that he has in the chotzer. And there we said, Reuven can't transfer from his house out to the chotzer. Afilu bitel gam rishus beisai. Even if Reuven relinquished his rights, not only that he has in the chotzer, but he relinquished his rights over his house as well, we still said, Reuven is not allowed to transfer from his house to the chotzer, ad she'achziku heim tchila, before the recipients of the bittel rishus take hold of the bittel rishus, before they're machzik in the bittel rishus, because if Reuven does, he's chayzer umachzik in the rishus shebitel. And we said earlier, va'afilu im hechziku, and even if Shimon Levi and Yehuda are machzik in Reuven's bittel rishus, einoy moyel ela b'yachid shebitel arabim. That being machzik in the rishus of the mevatel only works in a case of Reuven, a yachid, being mevatel rishus to Shimon Levi and Yehuda, to a rabbin. In that case, we say that if the rabbin is machzik in Reuven's rishus, then once they are, then Reuven could transfer from his house into the chotzer, and we're not concerned that he's being chayzer or machzik. Avaloi b'yachid liyachid, but when you have a case of a chotzer, and you have a yachid being mevatel rishus to a yachid, then even after the recipient is machzik in his rishus, we're still worried about the mevatel using his rights in the chotzer because he's chayzer or machzik. The chanal b'simin shin pei, the choshken barabim liyachid, the hasam kevet shahayol. Now, what's the critical difference? The hasam, when we're talking about bittel rishus in a chotzer, since the mevatel had rights in the chotzer, ela shebitel lehem, the only thing is he was mevatel, he was mesalik himself from the rights that he had in the chotzer, im kein, if so, kishemoitzi mibeser lechotzer, when he then goes ahead, when the mevatel then goes ahead and uses his rights in the chotzer, by taking something out of his house and putting it in the chotzer, nirek chayzer maybe tuloi or masik bechelkay shabachotzer. He's being chayzer. He's reneging on his bittel rishus and he's taking hold of it again. He's going ahead and using the chotzer again. He's taking something out of his house and putting it in the chotzer. So over there, when we're dealing with bittel rishus and a chotzer, the mechanics of it are: you have Reuven who has a house, who has rights in the chotzer. He was mevatel his rights in the chotzer. He was mevatel his rishus in the chotzer. Now, if he goes ahead and he once again uses his rights in the chotzer by transferring from his house to the chotzer, then we have an issue. Then we have a potential issue of chayzer umachzik b'rishusay shel bitel, But does that apply over here when we're talking about one semi-attached house to another semi-attached house? When Reuven lives in one side of a semi-attached house and Shimon lives in the other side of the semi-attached house, and Reuven is mevatel rishus to Shimon, when Reuven then goes and takes a pitcher of lemonade from his house and he puts it into Shimon's house, what? He's being chayzer umachzik b'rishus ha'shabitel? He never had any rishus in Shimon's house. We're not talking about a chotzer that he had rishus in. We're talking about him going into Shimon's house. He never had rishus in Shimon's house. So in what way is he being chayzer umachzik b'rishus ha'shabitel? When he takes a pitcher of lemonade and he brings it into his friend's house, where he never had any rights at all, we can't argue that he's being chayzer umachzik. Now maybe you'll argue, well, it's true. He's not being chayzer umachzik in his rights at Shimon's house. Because after all, he never had rights at Shimon's house. But maybe the act of removing the pitcher of lemonade from his house, forget the fact that the destination of the pitcher of lemonade is in Shimon's house, but Reuven did remove the pitcher of lemonade from his own house. Does that constitute some kind of chayzer umachzik in the rishus that Reuven had, past tense, in his own house? Says Mishnah, no. The gamli inyan basic gufa loyshach loy mishachayzer v'zeicha by b'matcha mitzi mimenu kelev lebeis chaveroi. You can't tell me that by removing the pitcher of lemonade from his house, Reuven is being chayzer umachzik. He's retaking the rights that he relinquished in his own house. Says the Mishnah, Adarabba, punk fakert. Quite the opposite. Harim mistalik mimenu. If he's removing kelim from his house, that constitutes a greater bittel rishus, not a retaking of rishus. Okay, so that was the first somewhat complicated Mishnah Berurah. Now we go to the next one. Iskan Chavalef. Chayzer umachzik. So, again, semi-attached house. Reuven lives on one side, Shimon lives on the other side. Shimon, they didn't make it in Reuven Katzeres. Reuven is mevatel his rishus to Shimon. Shimon, no problem. Shimon could transfer back and forth between his house and Reuven's house because it all belongs to him now, so to speak. Reuven could transfer from his house to Shimon's house because now, in the world of a Reuven Chatzeres, Reuven's house, Shimon's house are one rishus. It all belongs to Shimon. But what Reuven cannot do is he cannot transfer from Shimon's house to his own house, because if he does that, he's being chayzer umachzik. Okay, says the Mishnah, called Chaval, chayzer umachzik. In Shin Pei Sif Aleph, we spelled out pretty clearly. Let's say Reuven Shimon Levi in Yehuda, Reuven wasn't in the Reuven Chatzeres. Reuven is mevatel his rishus in the chatzer to Shimon Levi in Yehuda. The mutter loy lahaitzi mi beisam lechatzer. Reuven is allowed to go into Shimon Levi in Yehuda's houses, and he's allowed to take pitchers of lemonade from Shimon Levi and Yehuda's houses out to the chatzer. And that's not a problem. We don't say that he's being chayzer umachzik. Again, what's the Mishnah Berurah's issue here? What the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out is as follows. Over here in Shin Pei Aleph Sif Dalid, what are we saying? Reuven was mevatel his rishus on his semi-attached house to Shimon. Now, Reuven cannot go into Shimon's house, take something from Shimon's house, and bring it into his house. Why? Because that constitutes chayzer umachzik. By taking something out of Shimon's house, Shimon's the recipient of the bittel rishus, by taking something out of Shimon's house and bringing it into his own house, that constitutes chayzer umachzik. He's retaking the rishus of his own house that he relinquished to Shimon. But, asks the Mishnah Berurah, take a look at Shin Pei Sif Aleph. In Shin Pei Sif Aleph, Reuven was mevatel his rishus on the chotzer to Shimon Levi in Yehuda. Is Reuven allowed to go into Shimon's house, take a pitcher of lemonade, and bring it into the chotzer? Yes, he is. Why? We don't say that he's being chayzer umachzik. Why? Because he's not taking something from his own house and putting it into the chatzar. If he would be taking something from his own house and putting it into the chatzar, that would constitute being chayzer or machzik. But if he goes into Shimon's house, takes something from Shimon's house and puts it into the chatzar, we said that that's not called being chayzer or machzik. So how come in Shin Pei, for Reuven to go into Shimon's house and transfer from Shimon's house to the chatzar is not a problem, but over here, for Reuven to go into Shimon's house and transfer something from Shimon's house to Reuven's own house is a problem? That's the problem that the Mishnah Berurah is addressing. Now, the answer is pretty pashut. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hasam Mayri B'yachid L'Gairi Rabim, V'chashir Rat Ka'irech L'Gabayim. The linchpin of the answer is that the reason it's not a problem in Shin Pei is because in Shin Pei, when Reuven goes to Shimon's house, or Levi's house, or Yehuda's house, and transfers from their house to the chatzar, that does not constitute Reuven retaking his rishus in the chatzar. He's not transferring from his domain, from his house, to the chatzar. That would be a retaking of his rishus. He's transferring from Shimon's house, or Levi's house, or Yehuda's house, out to the chatzar. Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda have rights in the chatzar. Reuven, when he goes into Shimon's house and he takes a pitcher of lemonade and he takes it from Shimon's house and he puts it into the chatzar, he's not acting like a balabos. He's acting like an oreach. He's a guest by Shimon. I mean, any case, right? There's besides Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, Shimon happens to have his aunt and uncle over for Shabbos. So, Avram is in Shimon's house. We don't say that if Avram takes a pitcher of lemonade from Shimon's house and puts it into the chatzar, he asers on everybody because he's taking rishus of the chatzar. No, mihuzeveyezahu. He has no rights in the chatzar. He's a guest, right? So same thing over here. Once Reuven is mevatel rishus to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, he's a guest by Shimon. The same way Avram is a guest by Shimon. When he takes a pitcher of lemonade and he puts it in the chatzar, he's not being chayzer masik. If Reuven would go into his own house and take a pitcher of lemonade out into the chatzar, oh, showing that Reuven is a balabus. Now Reuven is acting like a balabus over here. So then he's being chayzer machzik. But not from Shimon's house, he's not being chayzer machzik. Aval hocha. But over here in Shin Pei Aleph, this whole discussion is not negeya. Aval hocha, mayri b'yachid l'gabi yachid. Over here, we're talking about Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a yachid. He was mevatel rishus to a yachid, to Shimon. We said in Shin Pei that a yachid is not an areach, it's a yachid. V'yachid l'gabi yachid l'yavi areach, l'chamal b'siv dalin. So now, we can't look at Reuven as being an areach. U'lahachi, therefore, if Reuven would go into Shimon's house and take a pitcher of lemonade and bring it back into his house, chayzer v'zoyche b'masha b'itel metchila, that would constitute being chayzer u mevatel. U'lefizeh, now, once we look at it and we say that this act of transfer schmecks, it looks, smells, and tastes like being chayzer or masik, once we have now said that Reuven is not an areach by Shimon because it's a yachid eitzel a yachid, and therefore if Reuven goes into Shimon's house and transfers from Shimon's house to Reuven's house, that constitutes being chayzer masik. Once we say that, gam kein afilu im hechzik zeh shebitlulai, even if Shimon is maksik in the bitl rishus before Reuven does it, even if Shimon takes a pitcher of lemonade and takes it from his house and puts it in Reuven's house before Reuven goes into Shimon's house and takes a pitcher of lemonade from Shimon's house and puts it in Reuven's house, so Shimon was maksik in the bitl rishus before Reuven was chayzer maksik, gam kein osser lemavatel lahitzi lebeisai. It's osser for Reuven to do this even after Shimon was chayzer maksik, because the maila of the recipient of the bitl rishus being machzik in the rishus is only a maila when the mevatel could be seen as an areach. If the mevatel can't be seen as an areach, then we always have to worry about the mevatel being chayzer or machzik, the chanal b'simin shin pei, sif dalet. Okay, so we're 35 minutes into the shir, but that really constitutes, I think, really the hard part of today's shir. Let's go back. middle of the line, top line, reish mem tes samen aleph, says the mechaber.
V'chein, and similarly, im yesh lo cheder pasuach lebeisai, if Reuven has another room that opens up to his house, ubitel rishus beisai, and he was mevatel rishus over his house to Shimon. So again, we're talking about the same case. We have the semi-attached home, Reuven on one side, Shimon on the other side, right? There's a doorway between Reuven and Shimon. Now, besides the fact that Reuven has a doorway that opens up into Shimon's house, Reuven also has a doorway, maybe on the other side of his house, that opens up into another cheder. It opens up into another room. Maybe it opens up into like a small apartment. Now, Reuven was mevatel the rishus of his house over to Shimon. Now, my understanding of this is that while Reuven was mevatel the rishus of his house to Shimon, he could also close the door that's on the other side of his house, and he does not have to be mevatel the rishus of that cheder, the rishus that he has over what the mechaber is calling another cheder, this yesh lo cheder pasuach lebeisai. He doesn't have to be mevatel his rishus on that cheder to Shimon, right? If you have a doorway, if you have different rishuyos that are separated by walls that have doorways in them, you always have the option of shutting the door, right? It's like Katzer A, Katzer B, a Kaisel between them with a Pesach. If they want, they open the Pesach. They join and enjoy the Reuven Chatzeros. If they don't want, they don't have to join and enjoy the Reuven Chatzeros. Each one can make their own Reuven Chatzeros, right? And the Mechitza between them separates them. So too over here. Reuven decided that on his house proper, he's going to be Mevatel Rishus to Shimon. And now Shimon could transfer between his house and Reuven's bias proper. But on this cheder that opens up to Reuven's house as well, that Reuven is keeping separate. In that case, says the Mechaber, V'chein, im yesh lo cheder pasuach lebeisai, ubitel rishus beisai. Reuven was mevatel his rishus on his house proper to Shimon, but not on the cheder pasuach, also lehoitzi mehacheder lebeisai. Reuven would not be allowed to transfer from that cheder, he would not be allowed to transfer into his house proper. So again, I just want to make sure that we're clear on the case. Reuven's house, Shimon's house, connected by an interior doorway. They didn't make it a Reuven Chatzeros. They want that Shimon should be able to transfer back and forth between his house and Reuven's house. Reuven is also going to be allowed to transfer into Shimon's house. He's not going to be allowed to go into Shimon's house and bring something out of Shimon's house back into his house. Why? Because that would be Chayzer Machzik. Now, says the Mechaber, how about if there's this Cheder Pasuach? In the case of the Cheder Pasuach, not only is Reuven not going to be allowed to go into Shimon's house and bring something from Shimon's house into his house, because that would be Chayzer Machzik, Reuven is also not allowed to go into this Cheder Pasuach Loi, into that extra room. He can't take something from that extra room and bring it into his house proper, because that would also be Chayzer Machzik. Right? Because again, by going into this cheder, which is now kind of like a separate rishus, and transferring from there into his house, what's he doing? He's using the rishus of his house. He's transferring into his house. So he's being chayzer u'machzik, the rishus that he relinquished to Shimon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kol chav beis, me'acheder lebeisai, v'hu adin mibayis lechadroi. He's not allowed to transfer from the cheder into the house, because transferring from the cheder into the house constitutes use of the house, which would present the problem of Reuven being chayzer u'machzik b'rishus shel pitel. He's also not allowed to transfer from his house proper to the cheder. Now that's a bigger chiddush. Why? Because remember, Reuven's allowed to transfer from his house to Shimon's house. That's not called being chayzer u'machzik. That's not called using the rishus of his house, right? So how come he can't go ahead and be moitzi from his house proper to the cheder pasuach loi? Why is that a problem? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem of chayzer u'machzik. It's a different problem. The reason that's a problem is because when Reuven is mevatel the rishus on his house proper to Shimon, Reuven's house proper becomes an extension of Shimon's rishus. If he did not be mevatel rishus on the cheder pasuach, so the cheder pasuach, that is Reuven's rishus. So to transfer from there, from his house into the cheder pasuach loy, would be transferring from Shimon's rishus out to the cheder pasuach loy, which is Reuven's rishus. So that's a problem of being mitzi mirishus l'rishus. L'chari, the other way, is also a problem of being mitzi mirishus l'rishus, but it's also a problem of being chayzer umachzik in the rishus shebitel. Vaybach raidim, take a look at the achraidim in the Shibura says shehelu, who would take the position da afilu in bitel gam rishus chadroi, even if he was mevatel rishus on the cheder pasuach lay as well, behedya, he spelled it out, still also lahaytzi me'echel dechavero, you're still not allowed to go back and forth between them. And again, the bezehu chayzer umachzik b'rishusai, that would constitute being chayzer umachzik b'rishusai, the chenal inyan mi'beis chavera l'beisai, somehow going from this cheder pasuach lay to the house proper, somehow, since they are separated, going back and forth somehow is going to constitute being chayzer umachzik b'rishusai. Okay, now let's take a look at the Ramah, who's chaylik on the mechaber and is more machmir on this case. Says the Ramah, second line down, Hagah. V'yesh aymerim, there are those that say, de'ein levatel mibayis labayis. There are those that say that you cannot use bitl rishus mibayis labayis, Ella im kenyasha la'atzmai cheder echad shaloi bitel, unless you have a cheder that you could separate out. So if Reuven wants to be mevatel rishus on his house to Shimon, says the Ramah, there's a yesh omrim, he can only do so if there is a cheder pasuach loy that he could close off and not be mevatel to Shimon. There has to be something that he's not mevatel to Shimon. Very interesting. Let's take a look why this is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nais Kar Chav Gimel, V'yesh Armim De'ed Levatlam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for this, L'fi she'yesh lachush, because we have to be concerned, Shaloi tishtakach teras eruv mibatim elu, that the halachas of Eruv HaTzeres, and the fact that Eruv HaTzeres applies to two connected houses, we have to be afraid that people should not forget that. Ha'psuchim z'lebat, Shaloi tishtakach teras eruv mibatim elu, ha'psuchim z'lozeh. Shekulam yivatlu baleim le'echad. You'll have these row houses that are interconnected. Everybody will be mevatel rishus of their houses to one person. V'gam heim yihiu mutarim lahitzi kalechad mibesai lebeis chaveri. And now all of them are allowed to transfer from their houses to the recipient of the rishus, of the bitl rishus. V'gam heim yihiu mutarim lahitzi kalechad mibes. I read that. V'gam heim yihiu mutarim lahitzi kalechad mibesai lebeis chaveri. Hayol ve'enei nirek chayzu machzik birishusai b'itzazu. Because what have we just said, right? We just said that you have two batim that are connected. Reuven could be mevatel rishus to Shimon. Once Reuven is mevatel rishus to Shimon, he's allowed to be mitzi from his house to Shimon's house, because that does not constitute Reuven being chayzer umachzik. That's not called him retaking his house. The destination is Shimon's house. He's transferring to Shimon's house, right? So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, this Yesh Aymerim was concerned. All right away at the beginning, the whole reason that the halakha of Eruv HaTzeres applies to two interconnected houses is, so to speak, a little bit specious, right? Like we said earlier, you're not going through a chatzer. There's no joint rishus over here. So right away, people look at it and they say, really? There's a need for an Eruv HaTzeres between two interconnected houses? Now you're telling me, oh, and guess what? There's also a kula. You could go ahead and you could do bitl rishus. Oh, I could do bitl rishus, and now I could freely transfer from my house to Shimon's house, and you're not worried about Nero Amaxik. So they were very worried that if we're going to allow for this kula, the whole din of Eruv HaTzeres between interconnected houses is going to become forgotten. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is that you could do it if there is a cheder, if Reuven has another room that he will save for himself, and he will not be mevatel rishus from that cheder to Shimon. Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah, Masha Einkin, Kisha Masha Cheder Echad She'asar Lahoytzi Mimena Labayis. Now, if Reuven is Mevatel Rishus on his house to Shimon, Reuven still has another Cheder, and now he's not even allowed to take something from that cheder into his house proper. Because should he do so, he's chayzer u'machzik b'rushu se shebitel. Vim haya eruv, but if he would have made an eruv katzerais, haya mutter, then it would have been mutter. Nimtza, it comes out, mistaker hu ba'eruv. It comes out that there's a very obvious gain between making an eruv or not making an Erev and doing Bittul Rishus. That's what we need people to see. We need people to see, oh, you didn't make an Erev. Because you didn't make an Erev, there's an obvious inconvenience to you. Forget that you can't go into Shimon's house and take something from Shimon's house and bring it back to your house, because that's not Nero Machzik. That's not such a huge inconvenience that you can't go to Shimon and take something from Shimon and bring it to you. But what is a huge inconvenience is that now you're living in your house, but you have another cheder that you weren't Mevatel Rishus on to Shimon, and now inside your house, you can't transfer from one room in your house to the rest of your house because you failed to make an Erev. So now you see the potency of the need for the Erev in the house. Now we don't have to be worried that everybody's just going to lean on Bittul Rishus and neglect to make an Erev. Now there's a very difficult line, a line that's very difficult to understand here in the Rama to close out Sif Dalet, says the Rama, the Oz, and if you do have this cheder that you're not being mevatel rishus on to Shimon, mutter lahachnes afilu mibeis kaverai lebeisai, v'toiv lahachmer lechatchila. What did the Rama just say? So what we've seen over and over and over again, right? Reuven was mevatel on his house to Shimon. Okay. Shimon's the recipient of the Bittul Rishus. Shimon is free and clear. He could transfer in any direction as much as he wants. He could go from his house to Reuven's house, from Reuven's house to his house, no problem. Reuven could freely transfer from his house to Shimon's house, no problem. They're both one Rishus, and there's no issue of Nira Kechayzer Umachzik B'Rishus Aishabitel, because going from his house to Shimon's house does not constitute taking back the Rishus of his house that he was Mavatal to Shimon. But to take something from Shimon's house and bring it into Reuven's house, oh, that's Nira Kechayzer Umachzik B'Rishus Aishabitel, because he's bringing something from Shimon into his house. That means he's retaking his house in the world of Eruv Chatzeres. That would be a problem. Now, says the Rama, oh, we have a Yesh Ayrim that's Machmir, that says that you could only do this whole Bittul Rishus if Reuven has another Cheder that he could cut off and not be Mevatel Rishus on that Cheder to Shimon. Now, says the Rama, an astonishing Kula, if Reuven does have a Cheder that he retains for himself and is not Mevatel Rishus on to Shimon, and he's Mevatel Rishus on his house proper to Shimon, guess what? Now, Reuven's allowed to go into Shimon's Rishus, take a pitcher of lemonade, and bring it back to his house, and it's not called Nirek Echazer Amasik. How'd that happen? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Oizkan Chav Dalet, V'oz Mutal Lahachnes, Ayin B'magad Avram She'tama Alzeh. The Magad Avram reacts in wonderment to this psak of the Rama. Because let's get the case clear over here. Right away, one thing we know, that the case that the Rama is talking about is Reuven's house and Shimon's house. It's a yachid and a yachid. Because if we're talking about Reuven being Mevatel Rishus on his interconnected house to more than one party, If Reuven is being Mevatel Rishus to other people that are interconnected to his house, and they all have an Eruv Chatzeres together that he was left out of, in Cain, Sulay Shaykh Loimai, Shishtak Akhtaris Erev, Kevin Sheervu, then this concern of the Ramah won't exist, right? The whole concern of the Ramah, when the Ramah says, oh, you can only do Bittul Rishus between Batim if there's a room that you're not being Mevatel Rishus on. Why is that? Because otherwise you're going to forget Taras Erev. But if what we're talking about is where Reuven has multiple people that are connected to his house, and they all joined in the Eruv Chatzeres, and he is being mevatel to that Rabim, then how can you have a concern, Shalot Tishkakach Taras Erev? there is an Erev. They made an Erev. So there can't be room for a concern. So obviously we're talking about a case where there's only two people involved, Reuven and Shimon. So there is no Erev Chatzeres. And the only reason any transfer is mutter is because of the Bittul Rishos. That's why you're worried, Shemet Tishtakach Teres Erev. And that's why you're not letting Reuven do this unless he leaves over a room for himself, so that the ramifications of the lack of the Erev should be very clear. V'imkein, now, if so, if that's the case that we're talking about, Hayach Shari Lahachtis Bibes Chaveri Lebesai. How is the Ramon now being Mater Reuven to take the pitcher of lemonade from Shimon's house back into his house? Came in the Yachel the Gabi Yachel Lo Mikri Areach, right? Reuven can't be considered a guest by Shimon because it's Yachid Legabe Yachid. Whenever you have Yachid Legabe Yachid, we say that you can't be considered an Areach. If Reuven can't be an Areach by Shimon, how is he taking a pitcher of lemonade out of Shimon's house and bringing it back to his house? Only because that's considered retaking the Rishos of his house. Remember, if Reuven can be considered an Areach by Shimon, then when he takes a pitcher of lemonade from Shimon's house and brings it back to his own house, we wouldn't look at it as nira kechazer machzik berishusay. We would say, no, he's not retaking the rishus of his house. He's acting as a member of Shimon's household. He's a guest in Shimon's household. But yachid legabe yachid, you can't say that Reuven is an ireach. If Reuven's not an ireach, so then he is being machzik berishusay. Ve'evikilu chazer machzik bebesay. And like we said earlier, I think it was in Mishnah Berurah, Ice Cotton Chaf Aleph. Since it's a Yachid Legabe Yachid, Reuven's not an Areach by Shimon. Now, even if Shimon was Maxik in Reuven's Bittel Rishus before Reuven was Chayzer or Maxik, doesn't help by Yachid Legabe Yachid. So the Magen Avram does not agree with this psak of the Ramah at all. The Chevron Moshe wants to say that no, actually, the Ramah is talking about a Yachid, Reuven, who's being Mavatl Rishus to a Rabbim that joined in a Teres, in an Erev. What was the Chavetz Chaim's problem with that? Well, then why are you concerned Shemet Tishtakach Teres Erev? There is an Erev. Elisha Oysen Rabbim Hayudar Babayis Echad V'loy Hayutzvichad La'Erev. Oh, the case is like this. Shimon has a very big house. As a matter of fact, Shimon's very big house is not only Shimon's house. It's a house that it belongs to Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Dan, and Naphtali. There's a Rabbim who lives in this house. And the situation is that this Rabbim that lives in that house, that's connected to Reuven's house, does not require their own Erev. So it's not that they have a big house with a lot of multiple rooms and they all eat in their own rooms so that they themselves need an Erev Chatzeres. No, they're one big group and they all eat together in a communal dining room. So they don't need an Erev Chatzeres. Reuven is being Mevatel Rishus to them. Now you have an interesting case. You have a Yachid being Mevatel Rishus to a Rabbim. So Reuven cannot be considered an Areach in that house because it's a Yachid, oh, I'm sorry, he can. He could be considered an Areach because it's a Yachid to a Rabbim. A Yachid can be considered an Areach by a Rabbim. At the same time, we have to be concerned Shemet Tishtakach Teres Erev because there is no Erev here. So that's the Chemed Moshe's Teretz. So now Reuven is a guest by them. And therefore, Reuven would be allowed to transfer from that house back into his house. It wouldn't be considered Nirek Echazer or Maxik because he's actually an Erech by them. The Bir Halacha goes into greater detail in the name of the Gra. Okay, I was hoping I was to finish in Pei Aleph, but I'm not going to go any further now. We're already over time. So Mirtz Hashem, I see tomorrow's page is a short page. So Mirtz Hashem, we will finish in Pei Aleph in the next year. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. The source of Liman HaTorah should be making against Klai for all the runners from Shinsen. Yeshua, Sefuras, Parnassus, Shaduchim, Tolos, Need. We should be zeichet to see the B.S. Gold Tzedek, B'mehar, V'yameinu, Amen. Be well.